Chapter 8. Jelly Roll and Rawhide. I named the female kit Jelly Roll and the male kit Rawhide and moved with them to the town of Métis in the province of Quebec. Anaharío decided to accompany me to Métis because she wanted to visit relatives there. To arrive at the town, it was necessary to travel a long distance in a canoe. We made a special box for the kits and began our journey. The river was tranquil, and it was easy to paddle the canoe. Then big clouds appeared in the sky. Before we could reach the shore, it suddenly became very windy and began to rain heavily. It was difficult to see anything, and was almost impossible for me to control the canoe in the enormous waves. Suddenly, the canoe turned over. Anaharío and I were under the water, and the canoe was on top of us. Luckily, we managed to swim from under it. We held on to the canoe, but it was difficult because of the strong current. We didn't speak, but we looked at each other, and I knew we both had the same thought. The beaver kits. Where were they? We looked around and saw the beaver's box on the water. Anaharío began to swim in the direction of the box, and I tried to turn the canoe over. It wasn't easy, but I finally succeeded. I also saw the paddle nearby, and I took it quickly. I climbed into the canoe and looked for Anaharío. Then I saw her. She had one arm around the beaver's box, and it was difficult for her to swim. She looked very tired. "I'm coming!" I shouted, and I paddled the canoe in her direction. Finally, I reached her. Anaharío pushed the beaver's box in my direction. I pulled it from the river into the canoe and helped her inside. At that moment, the rain and the wind stopped. The storm was over. We quickly opened the box and looked inside. "The kits are alive!" Anaharío shouted happily. "You saved their lives," I said. We paddled to the shore and rested for a few hours. Then we continued to Métis, and I'm happy to say there were no more dramatic events on the way. Anaharío went to her relatives' home, and I stayed in a small cabin near the river with the kits. Métis was a popular resort, and I hoped to find work as a nature guide. But the tourist hotels already had enough guides. My only other option was to work as an assistant to a hotel gardener, and I decided to take the job. When I wasn't working, I watched the kits at work and play for hours. One day, while I was watching Jelly Roll and Rawhide, I saw a woman walking in my direction. She smiled at me and pointed at the beavers. "They're beautiful animals," she said. "Yes, they are," I agreed. "Those two beavers are orphans. They lost their parents because of a trapper."
"That's terrible," said the woman. "I'm Mrs. Madeleine Peck from Montreal. I'm staying near here at the Seaside Hotel."
"I'm Grey Owl," I answered. "It's a pleasure to meet you." At that moment, Jelly Roll and Rawhide entered the water.
"How big will those young beavers become?" asked Mrs. Peck.
"Adult beavers can weigh up to 25 kilos and be longer than a meter," I answered. We talked a little more about beavers. "I've decided to devote myself to the preservation of the beaver population and to try to educate people about wilderness conservation," I told Mrs. Peck. She looked very serious. Then she said,
"I've got an idea. I could arrange for you to speak at a conference at my hotel. You can educate many people about this important subject."